It's coming.
Dig 'em.
And it tastes so sweet.
You'll hop when you eat.
Come.
Hold on to your tummy. We got something good.
Hey, did you know?
If I had my way, I'd start every day
with my hauntingly delicious cereal.
Festival. I can't wait to introduce these ladies. Or
ladies,
do you want to introduce yourselves?
Sure.
Yeah.
Welcome to our first show of Black Women in Comedy Festival.
Amazing.
It's a podcast. It's our first podcast at the festival.
We're so honored.
Y'all are our first podcast. Awesome. And so I
don't know if you guys are ready for this.
Oh, snap. Okay. Ain't that a black woman to let us know?
I mean,
thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll give it up for Brother Moses, who's gonna be doing the music.
Woo!
Come on, come on. Give it up for our tech up there, Brother Nick. And then give it up for all of y'all that have made it here at 8 o'clock in the morning. I am Mary Nasufu, the ratchetist that thought it was a good idea to do 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. because she is a mother of two. So we're gonna get it started. We're gonna get it going. Give it up for Cereal Podcast.
Thank you. Hello, you guys. I'm Anastasia Washington, and with me, as always, is my amazing co-host,
Maria Spertolozzi.
Yeah, I let her say her last name.
It's a lot easier that way.
It's a lot. And we're Serial Killer. Our podcast. I'm really awake, you guys. I really am. The podcast where we pair breakfast cereal with true crime, like you do. Today's a little different because we're a live show. Usually, when we do like Comic Con and stuff like that, we do a little different format. And today is no different.
No.
If you do want cereal, it's in the front. We have some Carmela Creeper Carmela Creeper cereal treats. Is that how we say it?
It's not a Rice Krispie, which also I don't know if we're allowed to say anyway, because Rice Krispie treats trademarked.
Oh, shit. Sorry, we just got sued.
A cereal bar.
Cereal bar. There's some cereal bars up there if you would like to pair it with this. This
menagerie
of murder that we're going to talk about this morning.
Bright and early.
I'm trying to figure out, we always have to justify why we're pairing it with the cereal. So these are a variety of the craziest motives for murder that you've ever heard. And I'm going to say we paired it with the cereal bar, Carmela Creeper.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Because it's...
You started this, so I'm like,
just let me die on this cross. Because I was motivated to make them. And they're made out of Carmela Creeper cereal, which is the first female mascot in cereal ever. And we're at the Black Women in Film and Black Women Comedy Festival, so... We go women's rights.
there's something about motivation in there.
I mean,
China, you were motivated.
It's kind of like
we are motivated. We're all motivated.
I just thought if I said enough like trigger words.
It was just a Michael Scott. If you just keep talking, you'll find the end of the sentence.
Or like any of those like songs at any of the theme parks where you just say love, motivation, believe.
And then
if you believe in murder and love each other while you're killing each other, dreams come true.
I can definitely see characters and costumes dancing to this.
Mickey is ready. So that was why I picked the cereal I picked. Also because I wanted to get rid of it.
I was going to say that cereal was bad and no one should eat it as a cereal.
Yes, I will say it is significantly better as a cereal bar. Usually we analyze the cereal and try it, which gives, ASMR hits all around. I'm pretty sure we have a very specific niche that listens to us.
It's cereal. A small fan base who stops listening after the first 10 minutes. We're done eating cereal.
So I'm going to say, we do a rating system. I'm going to say knife down for the cereal, dry or with milk.
But knife up as a bar?
No, we're going to say knife on the table.
Oh, okay. Marshmallow fluff cannot hide that cereal.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, somebody else tried it in the audience. When you knife up, knife down. What do you think?
Down,
knife down. Knife in your heart. Okay. Wow, that escalated so quickly. Well,
strong feelings. Yeah, a lot of strong feelings. Does that cereal about?
I mean, fair. I've had it in my mouth. I get it. Okay, so that was our cereal portion. Usually it's much longer. that's what she said. Anyway, all right, let's get to murder. This week we are talking about the weirdest motivations to commit murder. And I think some of these might be justified.
Some of them are honestly like reasonable, and then some of them are like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but some of them I understand. Okay. I'm fine with some.
All right, okay. Do you want me to start with the first one?
Yeah, we'll go.
Okay, our first one is Armin Muse. Oh God, why do I always get the weird names? Okay, Muse is his name. He's called the Craigslist Cannibal. He somebody put their Craigslist ad up to say, can you eat me alive? And he said, yes.
He responded. He responded. He got in before that email address got deleted or whatever.
Correct,
with the Craigslist ad.
And so, he ate him.
And then the big Rammstein wrote a song about it.
That's true. I mean, it was a little bit more complicated than that. They at first met up and they were like, hey. And then like naturally what you do before you eat somebody. It was like, you got freaky with them.
I was going to say, there's a like sexual undertone to a lot of these, especially with cannibalism. There's a weird like, I don't know, sensuality that cannibals try to bring to it.
I mean, are we all safe to go into, I'm like, usually we go into it a little bit more, but anyway, they had sex.
Yeah.
They had a little bit of booze, a little bit of painkillers. They taped it. And by tape, I mean, because I'm old.
They recorded it.
So sorry.
It happened in the 2000s.
They put it on VHS tape for later.
They got the largest video camera you've ever seen. Set up a tripod.
That's what they did. It wasn't them. So then he cut off his man bits, fried it while this guy was alive, and then he stabbed him in the neck and he ate the rest of the body. So
do you think he like? I just have a lot of follow up questions when people are cannibals.
Volunteers? Oh, I was like volunteer.
Well, that also several questions about his state of being alive throughout this process.
Correct.
But mostly I'm like, what do you? There's not like aren't there recipes online? How do you prepare a human?
Well, I'll tell you from my extensive research that we taste like pig.
Okay.
We are actually in some cultures called long pig.
Yes.
So I guess any pork recipe, really. You like bacon?
Okay. Oh God.
I'm allergic to pork, so I think I'm allergic to eating people.
You're also allergic to human.
Loophole. Can't be a cannibal. Oh God, the next one.
So this is one we actually have covered on the podcast before.
Because we're like fascinated with him.
This one, I feel this is one of the murderers who I feel genuinely bad for.
Yeah.
It's Richard Trenton Chase, who is the vampire of Sacramento. And he believed that Nazis were trying to turn his blood to powder and
naturally,
that he had to consume, it started with animals and then led up to drinking human blood and eating their flesh to survive. And this is someone, who, it was the 70s in Sacramento.
Yeah. Yeah.
He tried to reach out and get help. His parents, I believe, tried to get him
help. Everyone tried to help this dude.
Everyone tried to help this dude, and basically every service was like, here are some drugs, go home. And so he did, and then he stopped taking his drugs, and then all of this stuff happened. And that's why I feel bad for him, because he tried. He tried. He recognized that something was wrong. He tried. And everyone was like,
yeah. He was also one of those people, and I don't understand this at all, but every time this comes up on our podcast, she has to explain it to me. He would say, if your door was open when he came to your house, then you invited him to murder you. It was like, I don't keep my door unlocked. And I don't understand why anybody would keep their door unlocked, but I'm from Los Angeles.
I can't speak about Sacramento, but growing up, my grandparents were one of three houses on the street that they lived on. There are places where I get it.
Yeah.
But I also, it's kind of like if you left a bank vault unlocked, like, am I allowed to go take, is that an invitation for me to go take a bunch of cash?
I don't know, let's try it.
Let's go find a bank vault and convince someone to unlock it for us.
I think that's how the last Evil Dead movie started.
That worked. Oh, God.
The next one is Richard Angelo, called the Angel of Death. He would poison his patients that he took care of so that he could save them.
A classic Angel of Death, but usually it's women, which is interesting.
Yeah, he does not look like the type, but...
No, he's like a middle-aged white dude. He's just like a chubby white dude.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
This one is honestly my favorite one on the
list. Oh, God.
Because it also comes with, like, no further explanation.
This one's weird.
It is that in 2011, Robert Lyons, a 39-year-old man...
39.
...ruthlessly stabbed his mother to death because she wouldn't buy him Skybox tickets to see Avril Lavigne.
Wow.
Which also, what was Avril Lavigne doing in 2011? I feel like... That's between her relevancy period.
Yes, it is. Was it when she was starting to date that Nickelback dude?
Oh, maybe.
Right?
Because it was after she had divorced the dude from Sum 41.
Right, which was a good... I mean...
Smart all around for everyone involved.
But Nickelback.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Because then, didn't they go on tour together?
Yes, they did.
Oh, my God. And this guy really wanted to be there, I guess, in a skybox, which... also is a choice.
So much money. Also, did you hear that theory that Avril Lavigne had died like three times and they've just replaced her?
So, this is one of my favorite internet conspiracies. Because it's one that someone has come forward and been like, yes, I'm the person who started that, and I just wanted to see how far this rumor would go.
And legitimately, people are still wow.
It's up there with like Ted Cruz being the Zodiac killer. That's another internet theory I love because none of the timeline makes any sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
You would have been a child.
Which would be. Okay. But also, where are all these Avrils lying around?
These spare Avril beans.
You know what? I've seen a lot of white people. You know what? Never mind. I know where they get these Avrils. They're just lying
they just
around.
They need a, like, very pale girl.
They're like, pale girl.
Don't wait on that.
Pale girl, you are now Avril Lavigne. All right. We got another one who had a shopping addiction. Her name's Dana Sue Gray. And she killed three women in 1994 in order to take their money for an online shopping addiction.
Shopping addiction. Real life shopping addiction at that point.
Oh, yes. Now I'm going to sound like an asshole. And that sounds like a typical reason to murder people. Not a reason I would murder people.
No, but thinking about it, in the 90s, it wasn't like today where you can like get a credit card skimming machine and just like walk by someone and get their credit card information.
You had to
physically get the card. You needed to like steal someone's checkbook.
Oh, jeez. Those were the days.
It was more complicated.
But I think whenever you watch true crime, it's always money. It's always money.
It's money or sex.
Yeah, it's money and sex. But it's always like, you know, he had a $5,000 life policy.
Oh, always the life insurance policy.
$5,000? And then I gave this little boy $200 to kill him. These are not great things. Don't do that.
I mean, to a lesser degree, look at the TV show Catfish and how many people are out there just like paying someone's phone bill for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, I've never met them. I've never heard their voice, but I send them $300 every month.
I'm still very mad about the Catfish movie because I feel
it
like...
It would have been a great horror movie.
It would have been a great... Because I was like, oh my God, what could possibly...
What could it be?
What could it be? And it was just like some sad person lied to me. I was like, welcome to life, dude.
Then let me ask her a bunch of awkward questions on camera.
Listen, that's not scary. That's just the internet.
It's like, it would be like if the Blair Witch Project ended with them being finding out they were in like a soundstage or something.
Right. It's like that.
It's like what?
Who cares?
Why am I watching this? Why am I watching this?
It's you next.
Yes. A classic serial killer, which is weird to say. Ed Gein.
Oh God, we have two classics. Maybe I'll skip over that one.
Ed Gein, famous for killing women, beheading them, and then using their body parts and skin to make chairs, bowls.
He had like a belt made out of nipples.
Yeah, there was something made out of vulvas. The police found a whole lot of stuff there. But yeah, it was a whole mom thing. He had a whole Oedipal complex. And
he loved his mom, you guys.
He loved her too much. And then didn't he? Did he have sex with his dead mom's head?
There's no conclusive evidence, but people
do speculate. Yeah, that's what I thought.
But he is also the one that everything is based on. Yeah. Every single horror movie that's like, it's a true story,
it's based on him. It's all Ed Gein.
And if you see him, he looks like Fargo. Like I'm wearing a, what is that kind of hat? That's a weird hat. I don't know what hats are called. Anyway.
I know. He looks like all of the other middle-aged white men. Yes. Killers.
I think I'm going to skip Albert Fish because it's too early. I can't even go into
can't
that.
Can't process that yet.
Should I go Brenda Spencer? Yeah. You know, we're at a women's festival, right?
Let's celebrate women.
Did you guys know that the first school shooting was done by a woman?
Yes.
Yeah, we started that shit.
No one talks about it
because, you know, a woman did it first. 16-year-old Brenda Spencer in 1979 shot the school next door to her apartment, and her motive? I hate Mondays. This is literally what she said.
Yeah, this livens up the day.
Yes. I don't like Mondays.
You could have done that with a paintball gun.
True.
Would have also livened up your Monday.
Yeah, or, I mean, there's a list of activities I can give you if you don't like Mondays that don't involve shooting anybody. But I do think it's interesting that the first school shooting ever was a woman and nobody ever talks about it.
No, yeah.
It's so weird.
Well, you know, Columbine happened, and then everyone wanted to blame Marilyn Manson, and then everyone kept blaming video games.
Which, like, blame Marilyn Manson.
We should just blame him for everything.
Because he's gross.
He sucks. this is another... I can understand this woman.
Okay.
Janelle Potter convinced her boyfriend and her dad to shoot a couple that she had been feuding with on Facebook after the couple unfriended her.
Don't unfriend people. Just mute them. Just unfollow. It's the easiest way to not get into the situation.
But it's very catfish. It's very much alike. I feel like this woman... would lie about who she is online and convince someone to send her money.
She's 30.
Yeah, she created multiple fake accounts and she fake cyberbullied herself. Which, how?
I don't like any of these details. She's 30 years old. The couple is a 36-year-old man and a 23-year-old woman.
Which, no thank you.
No.
She's too young to make decisions.
Don't do any of that. Don't be any of those ages.
Just skip over them.
This one I kind of get.
I mean.
The next one I kind of get. I don't understand how it works, but anyway.
Yeah, I did not understand the endgame on this one.
Right? Okay, so John Hinckley Jr. Attempted to assassinate Ronald Reagan in 1981. Yeah, why not? Like, he's an ass.
It's so
sorry. We have him on
terrible.
We have him recorded as calling black people monkeys. I shoot him. But that's not the reason why he was shot by this person. He was shot because this person wanted Jodie Foster's attention.
How does that work? Like, yes.
Jodie Foster probably figured it out.
In the newspaper or watching the news and be like, oh, Reagan was shot. But what? How's he gonna get to her from this?
I know, I'm not sure, but I do feel like shooting Reagan isn't the worst thing.
No, definitely not the worst thing that could have happened to Ronald Reagan, especially at the end there. It would have maybe been better.
Just kidding, I don't justify murdering. Knife down.
In this case, it would be an assassination because there's political intent.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's what that means.
I don't do assassinations either.
Anyway, so 16-year-old Joshua Davies beat his girlfriend to death with a rock.
No.
Awful. After his friend said that he would buy him breakfast if he killed her as a joke.
What kind of breakfast?
But he also, I guess, had been... What kind of
breakfast? Is it like a brunch of endless mimosas?
Or are we like Denny's?
Yeah, like are we two for a dollar?
Grand Slam
sausage
McMuffin? I don't know. Or is this like a $100 all-you-can-eat buffet situation?
Yeah, is this like a Queen Mary buffet? I don't know.
Considering they were 16, I'm gonna say it's probably on par with a Denny's or a McDonald's.
Yeah, that's not worth it.
Like this dude's going to IHOP. But also this, so Davies had been posting online that he wanted to kill his girlfriend, and all his friends thought he was kidding, so they all kept joking with him about it, and so then one of his friends sent that text message, and he was like, okay, cool.
Who has friends that post on social media that they want to kill their significant other? This is not a good friendship.
That's not a good person. You should report that. One to Facebook and two to their parents.
You know what? Facebook would be like, that sounds right. But, you know, I showed a perfect girl.
What are we
going to
do? There's no proof.
Whatever. Facebook would totally be fine with it. I guess we should be wrapping up. So I can do the last one.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. Interesting. I don't know. Maybe I understand this. Fergus Glenn was mad at his brother for not thanking him for making dinner. So he used an axe to hack him to death. Now, I want to say, as a person that cooks for a lot of people and doesn't hear thank you, I get it. I understand. But I would... No.
Don't do it.
Well, just have a moment where you're like, oh my God, you know.
Go scream somewhere else.
Yeah, that's what crying in a bathroom.
That's what cars are for. They're a very good place to scream.
I thought you were
going
to run up.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no. Go sit and scream in your car like I do.
That's what women are good at. Crying in bathrooms and cars.
You gotta find places to cry.
Be like, honey, I'll be right
back.
Sometimes
you're in public. You gotta cry. You don't want to be the center of attention.
And then, was this like a regular thing, or was just like one time he like forgot to thank him? You know,
like, no, I think it seems like they did not get along very well.
What made you think that?
I don't know. I mean, we've all watched reality television. There are times when people act inappropriately.
No.
Heightened emotions.
I mean, I get it. Like, you know, after Thanksgiving dinner, sometimes
I'm saying the holiday feels.
Like, you didn't like my turkey?
You've been in my house for how long?
What's happening? Is there a thank you in there? But I've never taken an ass.
No. But it also sounds messy.
Yeah, just talk to me after Thanksgiving this year.
I'm just joking.
Come over to my house.
I can see an all-invitation.
Definitely not. I guess that's our show, you guys.
Yeah.
If you would like to listen to us, you can find us on all of your social media or your listening devices as Serial Killer. You can follow us at Pod Serial Killer on everything. Yeah. Our next big show is LA Comic Con.
Information. This is the first weekend in December.
That's all we know. When we know, you'll know.
until yeah. then.
Questions, lady. What got you into this? Why did you guys choose this?
Why did you choose this? I always wanted to do this.
Yeah, we were at Comic Con and yeah.
For another podcast.
For a different thing. And we were hanging out and I think we were getting dessert at a restaurant and I was like, what if you just like paired dessert with like crime? Because I thought it would be funny. Yeah. And then we were like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Serial killer.
Serial killer.
And then we were like, let's do this. But yeah, I think both of us have always been really interested in true crime and
things. We talk about it in the podcast a lot, but and also in our like other live shows, like what got us into it. I am a true crime case.
Yeah.
So that probably got me into it. And then you also have interesting history yeah. with true crime as well. So that's what got us into it.
Thank you, ladies. Y'all give it up for Sarah Parker.
Hold on to your tummy, we got something.
With my hauntingly delicious cereal.
It's so good, I crinkle every time I eat it.